bringing you the ag information you need. This is Market Talk, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Market Talk here on this Friday, May 13th. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today, making us part of your day on a Friday the 13th. Hopefully, you're staying safe out there. Thanks for joining us. As I mentioned, find us online. MarketTalkAg.com is our home on the web. MarketTalkAg.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of our sources are there. MarketTalkAg.com. Joining us today to wrap up the week, our good friend Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. Dwayne, great to have you back on the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I know we have a lot to talk about. The soybean complex, very strong today. Wheat rallied after some profit-taking early. Corn saw a little profit-taking there. I got to ask you, though, off the top of the show here, I know you're in South Dakota. That impressive storm system rolled through yesterday. Lots of damage reports, seeing those pictures on Twitter of just that wall of dust. First off, any damage to your farm, and just what have you heard from some of your friends in the region? I know it was a tough storm that rolled through.
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, we ended up with really no damage here. We got some rain that, of course, we didn't need, but now I feel really bad complaining about wet fields and prevent plant. I mean, all our sheds are up. There's no damage here. And we got lucky. We're kind of halfway through building a shop project here. You know what it is when a building's half up. I thought, boy, any wind at all, and I'm going to have some issues. But no, we're fine here. But we had two branch offices, one in Wilmot and one in Vyberg, South Dakota, both sustained damage. So if you know where those two places are in the state, that'll tell you this was an extensive, long storm that stretched from basically Nebraska to North Dakota that, you've seen the pictures too, all these bins that are down, buildings that are down, just an amazing, I think they are calling it a derecho storm again. I'm not a weatherman, but it does sound like it was a nasty one. And, thoughts and prayers with everyone who has that damage and went through it.
Definitely. Couldn't agree more. And I have heard the ratio term thrown out today as well. So we'll have to watch to see what those final reports are from the Weather Service. I know a lot of cleanup going to be happening this weekend and beyond. And, you know, as you mentioned, the rains and everything else, that's just going to exacerbate the planting delays in the Northwestern Belt and the Northern Plains. And that's something that the trade, I think, is watching very closely. Let's dive in and talk about this. We've had a busy week, WASDE numbers, tons of data yesterday. All the different weather issues, planting delays in the north, dry in the south. Soybeans, though, today, it felt like maybe a delayed reaction to yesterday. We came in really strong in the meal market, the oil market, the veg oil market's getting bulled up here today, and really just a lot of strength throughout the soy complex, Dwayne.
There really was. You know, earlier in the week, besides the USDA report, we were hearing rumors that China was in there buying more U.S. beans, and we finally got that confirmation this morning with a daily sales announcement. I think it's important to note that it was all old crop. They can't even wait for the new crop. I think they are that tight there. I mean, I know we keep talking about their lockdowns and demand drifting lower, and they probably will buy less, I think mostly because it's expensive. So they're going to use up the reserves as much as they can, but they feel like they can't even get to the new crop. I'm hearing actually rumors that they aren't covered for June and July, which, you know, if you look at the calendar, that's not far away. So they may have to buy more of it. And I wonder if that's what we were seeing today, Jesse. This felt like buying bull spreading in the soybean market because China's in there buying more. Either they're buying the futures themselves or we're going to get another confirmation come Monday morning that they bought more of our old crop beans.
Well, and you think about what's going on with China and that bean situation, it's hard to sometimes get a clear picture out of what's going on in China. But I know some reports yesterday as well about China, the government encouraging farmers to plant soybeans over corn. There's even some talk of trying to plant soybeans in between corn rows and everything else. Just some interesting things I'm hearing from the Chinese right now. But that would all tie into the fact that it sounds like they are short soybeans, and it really seems like a very bullish environment for the soy markets right now, Dwayne.
Absolutely. You know, one thing to watch too is their hog market. We've been talking about their hog prices being lower for quite some time. And why is that? Oh, that's because their hog production was up 14% the first quarter of this year. Well, that's a lot of hogs. That's a lot of extra hogs. So really to say that their feed demand is down year over year is total, words that we can't say on radio. It's total BS, right? So I think that demand is still very strong. And yes, they're going to use up the reserves because of the high prices, but I think they're going to come back in buying beans in an aggressive fashion. And Brazil not having the crop that they wanted, the huge crop anyway, is forcing them back here. And when it comes to our new crop, they're going to buy it up like crazy. So it's really hard to get super bearish, even though that is the seasonal tendency right now, when we're not seeing any signs of rationing demand, even at these high prices.
Wheat markets, you know, yesterday, huge move to the upside in all three, Chicago, KC, Minneapolis wheat. And, you know, all day long, I was talking about maybe some pre-weekend profit taking, but we saw a bit of a rally into the close with Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat trading up moderately, Chicago wheat close back to unchanged. So I guess maybe that pre-weekend profit taking wasn't all it was cracked up to be. We came back and bought a little bit here ahead of the close, Dwayne.
Oh, I think you were right earlier in the day. That's what it was. I mean, you ran up limit yesterday for a brief moment or two. And so there is profit taking. That's, you know, limit 70 cents. So there's some really nice profits there. But as you got to the weekend, I think the bulls just said, I'll buy this dip before it even comes out Sunday night. Boy, that wheat market looks hot. I know it's probably not smart to get bullish wheat up at these high prices, but USDA made some big adjustments yesterday. They lowered the Southern Plains hard red winter wheat crop. They really finally started to admit that, yeah, Ukraine, we've got more than just problems. Problems really isn't a good definition for what's going on over there. They're not going to be able to export things like we thought. So that's less wheat in the world, and now lowering our supply due to the drought in the Southern Plains. And then I haven't even mentioned how wet it is in North Dakota trying to get the spring wheat planted. So, man, I think higher is right. It seemed like it took quite a while to get Minneapolis to $13. And in a blink of an eye, it might be at $14 here too. So it's pretty amazing. But did just get off the phone with a guy from north of Grand Forks, so it really hard red spring wheat area. He said he's kind of scratching corn off unless the weather looks really good Sunday night. And those corn acres are going to go to spring wheat. They're going to plant as much as they can, as fast as they can towards the end here. So spring wheat acres still might get planted, but they need an opening. And right now the 6 to 10 and the 8 to 14 are cold and damp for that area.
Very true. And I've also heard from a few farmers in North Dakota that they're saying, yeah, corn's off the table. We're going to spring wheat as much as we can. But again, I'm hearing a lot about prevent plant acres there across North Dakota. That's a concern. And obviously with these markets, you know, we need all the acres we can get with this tight global supply. And I, you know, saw some farmers bantering on Twitter yesterday about, well, now that spring wheat printed a 13, it's actually profitable for us a little bit over, you know, say quarter beans. So I think it's a very interesting dynamic if we can get a window here to plant some spring wheat. But still, though, like you said, 14 could be here within a blink of an eye. I think it's very interesting to watch all of these wheat markets here moving forward, Dwayne.
It absolutely is. You know, that prevent plant thing, usually that doesn't become a market mover till mid to late June. But because of this situation, it might get accelerated a little bit sooner. You know, the seasonality, we should be going lower now because we're supposed to be planting the crop now. And then we got the seasonal downward pressure because progress is picking up. I don't think that progress was as good as we thought this week. And now the forecast doesn't look good for the Northern Plains, the main areas that are going to plant that spring wheat. So yeah, I think you're right that the prevent plant then is going to be a story here before too long. And Jesse, you nailed it. March 31st came out with that report. And I said, wow, they've got prevent plant acres at 2 million. 1.5 million is the record low. 4.6 million is average. Right now, I'm taking 1 million acres off of corn in North Dakota due to prevent plant, probably 1 million acres of beans off as well. And you plug that into those S&D tables. Oh, man, we were just talking about bullish. They were without a situation like that. So, I mean, I think I was bearish for about a week and a half. And I'm sure you can tell by now the bull horns are starting to poke out of my hat. It's hard not to be friendly right now when you start to look at these fundamentals.
Well, let's look at the corn market and look at some of the fundamentals there. We did hold on to some of that pre-weekend profit taking here today. Maybe some of that, a bit of a reaction to higher than expected world-ending corn stocks yesterday. But overall, not a big down day. It was more in the front months than it was in the far deferred new crop contracts here for corn, Dwayne. But what are your thoughts with this corn market now after we've had this big week of data and we head into a weekend?
I think my thoughts are a little confused because like you said, U.S. report comes out and I always dive back into the old way I was a fundamental trader, look at supply and demand. And to me, it was bullish. And then today's action, you kind of look at July corn, and which I believe, closed lower on the week after what felt like a bullish week. That's not a bullish thing. Then, you know, the trade action, we might have had bullish news, but we had negative trade action here. So you got the July corn looking bearish to me, and that's where a lot of the open interest still is. But December corn, we made new highs overnight. It pulled off them, but we made new highs. So the December corn looks bullish to me. So you may have some spread unwinding, maybe some bear spread action moving forward. So I'm a little confused on the corn market. The seasonal tendency is to still probably go lower during the month of May here. But I think, like I said, once we get into June and we find out these acres aren't there, then we could catapult, honestly, sharply higher from here. And I can't believe I'm saying that right near $8, but anything's possible. Like I said, a big key takeaway is here. We're not rashing demand at $8. That's a key point for me right now.
Very, very true. I asked this question yesterday of a couple traders as well. I ask you, do you think after all this data we've had this week, we've had, you know, the WASD, CONAB numbers, inflation data, weekly export sales, we're marketing your lows for various reasons. Do you think any of this data this week has fundamentally changed anything in the grain markets? Or is it just going to be a matter now if we've absorbed the data, now we're going to go back to trade those fundamentals like weather, et cetera, Dwayne?
No, I think it always does. Maybe not as much as I would like because I'm such a fundamental trader. You know, we quickly, within 24 or 48 hours after this data dump of fundamentals, we go back to money flow and trade action and how does the chart look. But no, I think it does. I think especially for wheat this week, it's USDA maybe getting ahead of it a little bit, like, no, we're gonna have a problem in the world by this fall, even if we produce nice crops. And that's crazy to think of. Now, is it hard to buy wheat up here? Absolutely. That's the one market that has a carry and has the largest stocks use ratio versus everything, but you know, that's your bread, that's your food. So I think the world's getting pretty nervous, and on any sort of a dip, they're going to be buying wheat a lot like you saw today, where we saw some profit taking and buyers stepped right back in before the close.
We didn't even touch on this either, but USDA surprising and dropping the national corn yield 181 to 177. I don't think anyone had that on their bingo card for the May report, maybe June, but not the month of May, Dwayne.
I didn't. I felt like they did it because I don't say a whole lot on social media, but that was one of the things I piped up and said, I can't believe people think the yield's going to go down. It never goes down in May, right? And it does. It hasn't for several years because they like to keep it at the trend line, and rightfully so, because it's too early to make those adjustments. But the last time they did it was 2013, when we were actually in a very similar situation to the spring, where you had planting delays and they just lowered the yield. Now, ironically, on my S&D table, I have the yield still at 180. But you got to kind of hear me through here. I'm lowering the corn acres in North Dakota and assuming this $1.50 rally since March 31st bought some more corn acres in the I state. So you just got a higher yielding state with more corn and a lower yielding state without it. So, you know, yield, ma'am, we'll debate that for a full another year yet, I'm sure. But that was an interesting move and one that I sure the heck didn't see coming.
Well, we'll see what planting progress looks like on Monday. I know that's going to be a big next key here, and maybe we will find some more corn acres in the I states as we move forward here into the growing season. Dwayne, let's talk livestock. Nice rally today in lean hogs, especially, and then feeder cattle. It was a pretty rough week throughout the livestock sector, but starting with hogs, any thoughts there as we head to the weekend?
Oh, man. Hey. My thought there on hogs is don't catch a falling knife, because I tried to do it halfway through the week, Jesse, thinking this market's gone too far. The June contract went below the index when normally seasonally this time of year, you're about at a $7 premium. I thought, well, that dip's got to be, that's got to be bought, right? It's going to fly up. But no, they say don't catch a falling knife, and there's a reason why. I proved that again this week. It kept falling and kept going lower. Now, yes, we had a nice recovery today, but I don't even think I think it was an intraday trading range. We didn't even take out yesterday's high. So you're up $3.50. You still can't take out yesterday's high. So technically on a chart, it still doesn't look that bullish. But man, it is so due for a bounce. Here's what happened in the livestock markets. Funds decided they're on margin call and other positions, or they money flow, whatever. they decided, I do not want to be long cattle. I do not want to be long hogs. They didn't care where the cash market was at. They just exited those positions. You're going to see that in this afternoon's commitment of traders report. They're going to be down another 20,000, I bet you, in both livestock and hogs. Once that fund liquidation is done, we'll get that pop that I'm talking about. But to pick that day is very difficult.
Very, very true. Cattle markets, you know, I think feeders probably like the cheaper corn prices today. Other than that, try to find some fundamental direction here in the cattle markets as well. Cash trade wasn't anything to write home about this week. And, you know, we're obviously concerned about consumer demand, I think, too, with all the meat sector. What's your thoughts in cattle as we head to the weekend?
I really like the June board right here. I think we're going to hold off this low. Same deal. You know, funds have got much more power than a little broker like I do. So when they sell, it goes down. But I think they're about out of long positions. And funds, if you look back in history, don't go short the livestock market. So I think we'll find some support. Yeah, the cash market was about steady with last week, but steady maybe a little bit lower. But that's still at like, what, 143 for the five-state average. And we're 131, 132 in June cattle. So that's a discount that we normally don't see. But we got to remember, we're a ways away from those June deliveries. Options don't expire until the 3rd of June. So the markets can do whatever they want until we get to delivery. But I think that's got to find support here. But yeah, like you mentioned on the feeders, you know, we like the cheaper corn market today. But overall, you can tell that market feels like, uh-oh, corn's not going to go down this summer. And they're starting to really take those profits in those back months now.
Very true. Stocks and energies, just real briefly, a decent move there today, decent rally. You know, this we've had a lot of inflation data in the market, and I know that's an overhanging issue for the entire commodity sector with fresh highs in the dollar. That VIX has been up above 30, Wall Street's fear index. But you know, overall, a little bit of a rally here into the weekend. Any thoughts with the outside markets here, Dwayne?
Boy, back and forth, right? Like you said, it's all about inflation. And, you know, will the Fed admit it and do the jump that they need to with interest rates? You know, I know they said that 75% or 0.75% jump in interest rates is off the tables for June, but the market is not saying that. The market says they're going to do that, or maybe that dreaded 1.0. I think at this point, everyone's kind of ready for that to happen. But with this administration, I don't think it does. You're going to get that half point interest rate or maybe that 3/4. So sadly, look for more volatility in the future and probably, well, I wouldn't say probably, we're going to have some sort of recession. It's how deep and how long the recession is what we're trying to calculate out here right now.
Well, Dwayne, great stuff. Great analysis as always, sir. Any final thoughts for us before we wrap up the show today?
You know, we'll get to Sunday night. We're going to watch the weather again. We got to remember this is a weather market right now. And hey, I'm praying and hoping it flips and we see hot, dry conditions for North Dakota and northern South Dakota where I'm at so we can get out in the field a little bit. And if that does, we'll see downward pressure on the corn market. But if it stays cold and wet, look for that prevent plant story to rear its head pretty darn soon.
Well, Dwayne, if folks need a little advice with their marketing and everything they got going on with what's a busy time of year right now, I know they can reach out to you there at Bolt Marketing. What's the easiest way to do that?
Yeah, well, they can just call us directly, 605-448-2365, or they can always check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
Dwayne, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jesse.
Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, our guest today here on Market Talk. That's going to do it for the show on this Friday, May 13th. Find us, markettalkag.com. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great week.